igniting, inspiring, and evoking the fire within.
A great deal of talent is lost to the world for the want of a little courage.
Somebody may beat me, but they're going to have to bleed to do it.
If you're a runner in the United States, for most of us, Steve Prefontaine is kind of the pinnacle of what it means to be a runner. Always give it everything you have. Never let your circumstance get you down.
I don't know that you could have taken a three-hour car ride with Steve Prefontaine because he would have chosen to run it. Are you comparing me to Dan Aykroyd?
I am.
Okay. I greatly appreciate that.
All right.
One for two.
Like one very bad answer.
No. One for you. I would say a thoughtful answer.
Thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
It's not enough to me to simply just say, okay, it happened. Let's move on. To me, it's something that you could say, that happened. How can that make me better? How can I earn that scar? How can I take what happened and become better and make it purposeful as opposed to just something that happened?
Easy go won't get you far, and those girls will dig them scars, and they made you who you are. It's a cowboy up and earn your scars.
You're listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Beyer.
On this episode of the What's Your Inspiration podcast, I have Donovan Russo on, who speaks about the release of his recent EP. Here's a track off the EP called The Lost. This should be fun. Here we go.
Are some people that are searching for something much more that they need in order to survive. So go on your way into my basket case and you'll see just what I'll be. And I don't need your support, 'cause I got my family and we will be something great. So go on your way and maybe pray. Oh, whoa. And may the lost find the sun. They can be great, and we can be so great. And that moment where you lost hope, can you see just what I mean? And what you do, and why can we be friends? Let's all be friends. Whoa, 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 whoa. May the loss find the sun, and may the loss stars, because they can be great, and we can be so great. Let it be so simple. Let let it be. So fixable, and let it be. So simple, and let it be. So fixable. Because they can be great, and we can be so great.
Hello and welcome to episode 22 of the What's Your Inspiration podcast. Today I have former guest on Donovan Russo. Right now, he's going by Donovan Xavier Russo. Donovan, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. To all the viewers out there, thanks for taking the time to listen. Appreciate it.
Outstanding. Donovan has just released an EP. It's called The Pet Project, and I wanted to talk to you about that a little bit. How did this all come about?
Well, I was, you know, in the midst of writing a screenplay, and I was kind of on a temporary break for a minute to have people look at it. I was in some competitions or whatever, so I just had a free moment. I didn't want to kind of halt my kind of creative streak I was on, you know, because I was in that certain mode, and I didn't want to start a new project either because it was just a certain draft I was on of the screenplay. So I said, okay, well, I don't want to start a new screenplay, and I don't want to stop. How about this? Because I've been playing the piano, I've been teaching myself since like January. So I was like, you know what? I always wanted to write some songs. Let's see if I can do that. And with help, my two brothers, you know, they awesomely, you know, they made me sound decent with the auto tune and all that on the SoundCloud and songs. And we put together what at first was a 5-song album. And you know, we even had like a little launch party for it too. But then there was just a few more that I was like, you know what? I want to add this on as well. And it just kind of went from there, and it was just, it's just another kind of creative unit that's fun to explore, you know, another tunnel that's kind of interesting to get involved in. So, I love doing it, and that's really the story behind it.
It's amazing to see all the things that you've done, you know, as maybe the viewers have heard before, an earlier podcast with Donovan and Dante Stefanelli. He is a former student of mine, player of mine, and has gone on to do many things. I knew him as a baseball nut back when he was in high school, and now as a college student, he's a screenwriter, a baseball nut, and now a recording artist. So how about that?
Yeah, it's crazy, you know,
to see how things develop. To go back, and we talked about this in a previous podcast, but I wanted to ask you about your main musical inspirations. Who are they?
I would definitely say Coldplay by far. You know, I saw them 2 summers ago, and I saw them this past summer, and I just really enjoy, you know, their music. It's a lot of, you know, especially, you know, you look at, you know, there's a lot of diversity there. You look at some of their earlier works, song like Yellow or Clocks. You know, it's very rockish and has that kind of, there's a certain tone to it compared to a song like, I don't know, Something Just Like This, or, you know, In for the Weekend, or something like Viva La Vida. There's just, they go through these different intervals and these different kind of sounds. And that, to me, it really excites me. Then, of course, you know, you have, you know, bands like the Rolling Stones, you have David Bowie, you have, you know, it doesn't even matter. I mean, even like, especially when we made the album, I think, you know, one of the things, you know, even, you know, talking to my brother Noah, who was produced on it, you know, he's a big fan of Logic, and it's more about, you know, really putting, you know, really making sure each song counts and not having any fillers or anything like that. And, you know, guys like Coldplay who are who I admire, you know, I just love what they've done, how they continue to grow and try different things, you know, because yeah, on an album where they have, you know, you look at their 2014 album, Ghost Stories, they have a song in there, like Magic or whatever, you know, a slow type of song. Then they have a song like Sky Full of Stars, which is very EDM-ish. So I just think it's great to do that. And you know, my next album, we're even going to explore stuff like that. I think it's great when you don't limit yourself to one genre of rock or pop or rap, when you can do, you can kind of dip in and out of these different things. It kind of opens up whole new areas of opportunity, you know, so it was one of those things.
You're all about diversity. You mentioned the phrase or the acronym EDM. Is that correct?
Yes. Electric dance music.
Electric dance music. I was going to have you explain what that is, but you just did that. So thank you very much.
No problem.
you've covered a lot. I'd like to ask you about what is the process of recording an EP like?
You know, it's interesting. I was actually talking about this. I don't remember who, but I was talking to somebody the other day. And it's, for me, it's a completely different project, say, than, you know, writing a screenplay. Because writing a screenplay, you're looking at such an end game. Okay, I want to have this draft done by here, and the rewrites here, and then other rewrites. And it's, you know, sooner or later you have 10 drafts, and it's, okay, well, now where can I go with this? But with the song, at least for me, there's not nearly as much planning and outlining and kind of exploring the characters and the plot lines. It's more about, hey, do I have a key? You know, do I have, you know, a rhythm? Do I have something? And then I go from there and you just build off of it. So kind of like that momentum. So for me, that's, you know, every song's different. You know, some songs take 10 minutes to write, some take a few days to write, you know? So it's just one of those, it's for me, it definitely is two different processes, and it's all about, I guess, the momentum. And, you know, I was watching this YouTube video a few weeks ago on what separates, you know, quote-unquote real writers from fake writers. And by all means, I'm not saying, you know, on any level of superiority at all. I'm still an amateur, by all means. But they said that what separates it is just this idea of avoiding the resistance and not looking for inspiration, because inspiration is not necessarily going to come, but saying, hey, I'm going to sit down today, I'm going to do this. And then once you get rolling, once you take that first step, the ball gets rolling in a sense. You know what I mean?
I agree. I, from my experiences as a writer and an amateur songwriter, I feel the same way. You have to do it even when you don't want to do it.
Exactly.
The time is never right. It's a craft. It's a craft. And you know from sports, and specifically the game of baseball, you have to be at your best when you feel your worst. And there's really not much difference between that and writing to me at all.
Of course, no, you're right, 110%.
So yeah, and you've grinded it out, man. You spent hours and hours and hours, and I think over the past 3 years since you've been in college, just working on this art, whether it be screenwriting or music itself. It's very, yeah, very impressive. Very impressive.
Thank you. You know, it's just every day, you know, I always have a to-do list every day of everything I have to do, whether it's a homework assignment, whether it's, you know, a workout, or whether it's, you know, working on my screenplays and the music. You know, I'll sit down and go, tonight I want to try and generate some sort of idea for a new song. I think it's important, you know, because, you know, and again, I take this to heart. You know, I know I am far from a genius. I'm far from perfect. You know, none of us are.
I call you young genius.
But if I can just be good, you know, not even, if I can just be good, if I can say, hey, I gave it my all today, I'm trying my best, then, I mean, what else is there to say, you know? It comes down to that, you know, and that's with the song or screen, because, you know, there was a time, especially with my screenplays, where I have the anxiety of, what if it's not good enough? What if I don't win a competition or anything? And, you know, of course, you know, being a young writer, you face a lot of failure, but literally me giving the best I've God, and it's all about learning, you know, what did I learn from this? I think that is definitely the approach, and I think that, you know, just keep going, you know. I said this, somebody said to me, you're always busy, and I said, you know, if you're not busy, you're not doing it right. If you're not tired, you're just not doing it right, especially at 20 years old. I'm not a young boy anymore. I should have stuff every day that I need to get done, just like, you know, I'm sure you feel the same way, you know.
Well, I'm much older than you. You said you're not young anymore. I would give a lot to be your age, but I would not want to.
I'm not as young as like a toddler, or, you know, young kid is what I'm trying to say.
That's true. That's true. I would definitely want to be 20 again, but I would not want to be as dumb as I was when I was 20. But you've certainly surpassed me in terms of your intelligence. You have much more wisdom than I had when I was 20. What I would have given to be where you are at 20. Donovan, at the top of the podcast today, we played your song, one of your songs from the Pet Project called "The Lost."
My favorite one.
Your favorite one. That's why I put it up there. I sort of felt that way. Brief us on the lyrics and sort of what inspired you to create the song.
Well, it was funny because I had a certain chord, and you know, don't ask me what chord it is because off the top of my head, you know, I'd have to. It's just one of those things where I have it memorized, but I can't. I just sit down and play it. You know what I mean? So it was one of those things where I just had this unique chord. It was, you know, I don't even know what was going on in the world or the news, but you get a sense that no matter what party you support or anything, there is a lot of anger and a lot of, you know, kind of two sides, and everybody's kind of clashing heads. And I think that the song, what I was just going for, is this idea of, hey, you know, let people be people as long as they're, you know, law-abiding citizens who aren't doing anything to harm anybody in society. Let them be, and, you know, they can be great, we can be great, we can all be great. And they're just saying, you know, let the lost, in a sense, you know, calling, I guess, kind of using, you know, the term the lost to kind of symbolize people that are misunderstood, people that don't, you know, who are, you know, being criticized deeply right now. And I don't want to, you know, get the politics or anything like that, but it was more of just, hey, let everybody be everybody. And, you know, that's okay. And we can all be great. We can all live in this world and we can all kind of get along, I think, you know. Very Coldplay-ish.
We can hear the Coldplay influence, but I think what you're saying is we'll coexist better if we just allow people to be themselves.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't have said it better.
Well, that's just what I do on this podcast. Try to paraphrase, but you're extremely well-spoken. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the next track we'll play on this podcast called Playgrounds.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you about playgrounds and more or less this. How important do you think lyrics are to music?
Well, I think on the surface you could say, yeah, it's, you know, super important, you know, what's a song without it? But I think it goes far deeper than that. I think it's not really about the lyrics or the music. It's more about what it means to the person, I think. And I think that maybe I'm going off topic here, but this even goes to the auto-tune. You know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm, you know, a great singer. You know, there's clearly auto-tune in my songs, but I think it's all about the universal message within a song, and whether it's, you know, a song, a poem, you know, a story, a movie. It's all about how does it make the person watching it or reading it or listening to it, how does it make them reflect on their own lives? How does it force them to grow intellectually and how to grow spiritually? And I think that's what it's about. So for me, I think whether it's the song, you know, the music, the lyrics, it's all about how it makes the person grow. Because it's this, you know, music or any type of art goes far beyond its creator, in my opinion. It's not about me. It's all about what it does for you. And so whether you like the lyrics of it, whether you like the music of it, it's whatever works for you. So to answer your question, it's a case by case basis, I think. You know what I mean? Hopefully I answered it somewhat correctly when you're asking.
Well, there's no correct answer. I love your answer, and you're pointing to something to me that says we will never know the influence of what we do, especially in music. It's scary because it's going to go on. If it's done very, very well, it's going to go on much longer after we're gone.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think of personal songs that I love to listen to. There's just different things about each one of them. And some of them, it's the lyrics. Some of them, it's the music. Some of them, it's just the message kind of hidden in there. So, it's, you know what I mean? It's one of those things.
I concur, young genius. I totally concur. And with that, I would like you to introduce the song Playgrounds.
What do you mean by introduce?
Well, I'm gonna put it on right now. It's going to come on right after this. So I would like you to introduce your song, Playgrounds.
Okay. Well, basically, it's a song. I actually wrote it for my mom's birthday, which is back in September. And it basically just says the kind of a similar, not exactly, but similar message to the song The Lost, which is embrace love. You know, you have a family that loves you, and don't get overwhelmed. And just simple messages like that. And it was, it's a nice song. It's a fun song to play. And, it's interesting because some of these songs, too, a song like Playgrounds, when I play it live, it is a bit different from the recorded version. Whether it just some of the notes are carried a bit farther, so it's just kind of interesting when you hear both of them together. But yeah, it's a nice, it's a good song. It's a nice song, I guess. Hopefully, yeah, the viewers agree.
I totally agree. And without further ado, off the EP, The Pet Project. This is Donovan Xavier Russo's song, Playgrounds.
Looking for love? Are you looking for hope? Are you looking for someone? Show you the ropes, 'cause the world is your playground, and you need to embrace beautiful day to fight and say that we love you. Oh, we love you. Because the world is your place.
Birthday, Mom. And we are back. That was Donovan Xavier Russo's track Playgrounds off the Pet Project. D-Man, I wanted to ask you, what do you want listeners to take from that track?
Again, you just embrace love, embrace your family, your friends, and know there's people out there that care about you, and there's always a bright day ahead, and live each day with a smile, I guess. Have fun each day, or try to have fun each day. Be the best person you could be each day. How about that?
Got you.
The world can be your playground if you allow it to be.
And I love playgrounds, man. So I love that track. Love both your tracks we played on so far. Is there any hidden meaning on the Playgrounds track? Meaning, is there anything in there that's just yours that no one will ever figure out?
Really, I think that what I said, it kind of sums it up. I mean, look, you can dissect any piece of literature, whether it's a poem or song, for centuries. You could always find just to make different arguments about what the author or the owner is trying to convey. But it's more about, you know, like I said, what it does for each person. What it means to you can mean something completely different to one of the viewers or myself. So that's kind of the beauty of it, I think. And I think everything I said, I think that's pretty much really it about it. You know what I mean?
You've covered the whole gamut with your two tracks on this podcast, The Lost and Playgrounds. And now, Donovan, it is time for our game, What, Which, and Where. Are you familiar with it?
A little bit. I remember a little bit.
Good. So I'll give you a line maybe from a song or just a powerful quote, and I want you to tell us where it came from. And we have actually two today, so an abbreviated version, but yet we're going to mix baseball with music. So that's going to be our theme. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Outstanding, outstanding. So here we go. I want you to name this lyric, maybe the group or who it came from. It goes like this. Well, I love that dirty water. Oh, Boston, you're my home.
Oh, I have no clue.
You certainly do. You just don't know it. I'll say it again. Well, I love that dirty water. Oh, Boston, you are my home.
Saying I know the artist?
You definitely know the artist. You just don't know he's an artist. I think that's the problem.
Is it you?
You certainly do.
Is it you?
It's not me. I would love it if that was me, but it's not. Because this boy can sing. And he had a really good sinker. And I love his first name. Don't beat yourself up. Just blurt out an answer. So I'm going to say this. He pitched in the major leagues for a number of years and is also a recording artist.
Oh, is it David Wells?
That's a great guess, but it is not David Wells.
Who is it?
It is none other than Bronson Arroyo and his song Dirty Water.
Oh, I never knew that.
But you know Bronson Arroyo, right?
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, I've seen him pitch.
Of course. You've seen him pitch many times. But yes, that's his recording. I'm sorry?
I've seen him at Yankee Stadium pitch.
You've seen him pitch, I would have thought, a number of times with Boston or Cincinnati. So yes, Bronson Arroyo, Dirty Water, and the lyric again, well, I love that dirty water. Oh, Boston, you're my home. So let's see if you can redeem yourself. Get back to 500 here. The next question, D-Man, is, what former major league player was in a band named Sandfrog?
Bernie Williams?
That'd be another one that we could have worked into this podcast. I love Bernie Williams' music. It is not Bernie Williams, but this man, a couple of things about him. I don't know if he had any family lineage in the big leagues. He may have, but He hit a huge home run. Ended up being the game winner in the 2002 World Series. Big, tall switch hitter.
Can you give me the team?
Sure. He played for a number of teams in the big leagues, namely in those days, Anaheim and also Oakland.
I'm sorry, provider. I have no clue.
That's totally okay. There's no need to apologize. Also played in the Atlantic League, which I coach in. His name, Scott Spezio.
I never even heard of Scott Spezio, so I couldn't even.
You haven't?
I have not heard of Scott Spezio.
Oh man, he was a bull. I mean, a guy that I think he can wrestle a rhinoceros if you asked him to. I mean, he'd do it all. I mean, he's a guy that probably played. If I had to guess, he probably played in the big leagues probably seven of nine positions. He did it all, switch hitter, big clutch guy, Scott Spezio. So that's going to wrap it up. No need to beat yourself up. You have an Italian exam coming up. You're a screenwriter. You're a recording artist. So, and you're locked in on Game 7 of the World Series tonight. So don't beat yourself up now.
Who do you think is going to win tonight?
Boy, I certainly have no idea. I know that if Yu Darvish is pitching, and I think he is, he's going to go in there with a chip on his shoulder. And a guy like that with a chip on his shoulder, that's some tough sledding for any team that he's facing. I'll say that.
You know, I said, you know, yesterday, I said whoever wins game six, obviously the Astros won, they were going to win it. But if the Dodgers can win, they'd have that momentum going in. They're home tonight. I don't know, though. You know, I really don't know. I think that Houston has the better team, but like you said, Darvish has a chip on his shoulder. I hope he pitches well tonight. I really do, because of that chip. And I don't know. I just want to see a good game. I think, you know, I don't really care who wins as long as it's, you know, entertaining.
I think we'll get it. And you pointed to something too, having that home field advantage. There is a difference when you're playing at home.
Great for baseball too.
Yes, it is. It is. I wish it would never ever end. But alas, it does, and unfortunately, Donovan, this podcast is coming to an end, but I wanted to ask you, in terms of right now, what music are you listening to that's not named Coldplay?
What am I listening to that's not named Coldplay? Let me go. I have my phone right here. I'm going to go on my Spotify. Let me look right now. Let me see real quick.
Go for it.
Let's see. I listen to a lot of different stuff. You know, I listen to, you know, electric dance music. I listen to pop music, rock. I listen to a little bit of rap. Really just different stuff. So it's loading. Give me 1 second. Off the top of my, let's see, I'm going to go down my list.
As you look at that, do you have any recommendations for people?
Yeah, of course. Let's see. The last three songs I added on my playlist, last five, because that last one's interesting. I added Through the Late Night by Travis Scott, All Time Low by John Bellion, the song Forever by Drake with all the features of Kanye, Lil Wayne, Eminem, the song Faded by Alan Walker. And here's an interesting one you're going to appreciate. O Mio Bambino Caro by Maria Callas. I probably butchered the name, which is an old Italian song. So it just shows my diversity in music right there. That's literally a rap, you know, rap, some rap songs, some pop music, an old song. Then the song before that was Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon. So there's the rock music in there. So tons of different stuff in my playlist.
You are a medley of tunes.
I like different. I for me, it's all about, do I like the song? Do I consider the song good? That's what it's about for me.
And total enjoyment. D-Man, this has been great. Last question for you. How can people get in touch with you?
Through my Instagram, DonovanRusso27, my Twitter, which I believe is SpiderRoos, Facebook, Donovan Russo. And yeah, just, you know, you can search me up on social media. I'm sure you can find me. LinkedIn, Donovan Russo. I think that's all, yeah. I think that's all the social media is out there. But thanks for having me, and to all the listeners out there, I appreciate you taking the time to listen today. And if you can listen to my album, give it a listen, even give me a comment, you know, some advice or whatever, some critique, I'd appreciate it. That'd be wonderful.
And you will certainly get it, if you don't mind, Donovan. I've also included in the podcast, in the write-up, I've posted your SoundCloud link. Is that okay?
Of course, yeah, of course. I forgot even about that. It's, it's Xavier Music, and if you want me to explain that, I know you were asking me during the break why Xavier, but I want me to explain that real quick.
Please do.
So Xavier is my middle name, and it was just one of those things where I go by Donovan, obviously, for everything, even my screenwriting. When my dad just had an idea, what if for your music he went by Xavier or whatever. So whatever you want to call me, Donovan or Xavier, it doesn't really matter. It says on the album Xavier, but on the next one I'll probably say Donovan Xavier Russo. I just thought, you know, it's a different tunnel, different kind of dimension that I am when I do that, so why not use a different name? Or I just thought, you know, why not? You know, you only live once. Why not do it how you want to?
I think that's clever. Can I call you DX?
You call me whatever you want, bro.
I gotcha.
Whatever you want.
Well, Donovan Xavier, this has been a blast. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to me babble for a little bit.
You didn't babble. This was pristine.
I'm just messing around.
This is pristine. This will wrap up episode 22 of the What's Your Inspiration podcast. Donovan Xavier and I will talk at you all later. Take good care.
You have been listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Buyer, because impact on each other is the greatest currency you could ever have.
Sitting at my post, pretty close to defeat, approached by my man, metal cleats on concrete. I looked at my watch, it said 6:35, gray hairs on my chin, feeling barely alive. He said, "What you got?" Me, I had nothing. He took off his hat, and he told me something. He said, "As days go on, and many willow and sorrow, change how you think, because we've never seen tomorrow." He raised his arms and unclenched his fists. I look at them. He said, "Look at this. Palms and fingers, all within these, greatness still wrapped, infinite possibilities. Go where you've never gone. Do what's never been done. 2 palms, 10 fingers. Be a man, my son." The clock, 6:46. 1 more off the tee. We've never seen tomorrow. Turn dreams to reality.